Praise to the Lord on high. Then it repeats what we did at the beginning. Praise to God the Father. Praise to the Holy One. Praise to God the Father. Praise to the Holy One. Okay, so when we get to that one, it won't be too shaky for you. If you would look at hymn number 397. We have such a wealth of music from all over the world in our hymnal that we didn't want you to run screaming down North Street. And so what I would like you to do is I'm going to teach you the choruses. And so once you hear the verses several times, please join with us. But until you learn it, just be comfortable singing the chorus. So on 397, it goes like this. So what we're going to do is sing the first time in English and the second time in Spanish. Give it a go. Okay? Oh, look and wonder how good it is. Miren qué bueno es. Okay, so we'll sing that after every verse. Then there are a couple of responses during the Lord's Supper that we will have a choir member come up and sing the first time through, so you'll get the hang of it, and then you will sing it also. Now, if you would look at 596. Let's see. Where we're going to start. The second page. You are holy, you are wholeness. I think it's in the middle of the second page. And then our last one is on page 526. It's pretty close by. This one is extra catchy. If you would start from the beginning, and then we'll come in on Jesus lives again, earth can breathe again, pass the word around, loaves abound. Okay? Jesus lives again, earth can breathe again, pass the word around, loaves abound. Jesus lives again, earth can breathe again, pass the word around, loaves abound. Thank you for being God's choir.
One of the things about the church being universal and so diverse is that it gets confusing sometimes. And so if you have any confusion this morning, that also just expresses our understanding of the universal church. Two other quick announcements. If you'll grab the Ritual of Friendship pad and mark your name for one of two reasons. One, it looks like that this coming Saturday may be moving day for the Marshalls from where they are into the manse. So if you can have a pickup truck or a strong back that Saturday afternoon to help do some moving, pass it down and put move beside your name. Secondly, I know there are many members of the congregation who would like to be part of a mission trip to Port Arthur, Beaumont, Houston, to help with Hurricane Harvey victims. So if you would like to do that when it's passed down, write Harvey by your name. If you want to do both, write Move Harvey by your name. Let us take a moment to prepare our hearts for the worship of Almighty God.
Please join me in the responsive call to worship. We have come together to praise God from whom all blessings flow. The firmament, the covering of earth and seas is the roof of our sanctuary. And so we dwell in the house of God all the days of our lives as one people. We will sing songs of praise and give thanks for God's steadfast hope in us. Who today will bless God for God's surpassing greatness? Let everything that breathes worship and praise God.
Thank you. Dear God, we exalt you.
From the snow-capped peaks of the Himalayas to the...
From the vineyards to the wheat fields, the mystery of your glory is revealed.
Your glory is over all the earth, and we bless your holy name.
Today we honor the victory in your right hand. Your victory is the promised peace which rescues those you love.
Your peace comes from a level playing field, where love is higher than the heavens and faithfulness reaches the clouds.
Great is your love, and great is your faithfulness to us.
And for this we give you thanks, for this too is the mystery of your glory. Amen.
You may be seated. When we come together and confess, we recognize our humanity and pray for God's peace to reign over our brokenness. Together, let us pray the prayer of confession. Jesus, we ask that you take these prayers to the heart of God. We know the ways in which sin separates us from God. We confess our sin, claim the sin of our lives. Today, may we move past the prideful notions of our piety and look closer to what we don't do.
Sometimes
the greatest sin of all is our own complicity with what is wrong in the world. We want to love you, Jesus, but too much catch ourselves justifying the injustice of hunger, poverty, war, and all the prejudices we don't know we have.
Forgive us so that we may catch ourselves right in our wrongs. Forgive us so that the lessons we learn at the Spirit's nudging may help bring the peace and love you seek in our families, the church,
and the world. Help us to be more holy in our hearts. Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world. This is the good news. In Jesus Christ we are forgiven.
God has poured out so much love and grace on us and the whole world. Now is the time in our worship service when we give back to God with our tithes and offerings. Lord God, here are the gifts we present to you. May they express our love for Jesus Christ, and may they be used for his glory, as we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Please join me in the prayer for illumination. Holy Spirit, settle our hearts and minds as we read the scripture today. Help us to hear them in the way you intend. May our meditations and actions be acceptable to God, and may the peace of Christ be with us. Amen. Our scripture reading is from the 21st chapter of Matthew. When he entered the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things, and who gave you this authority?" Jesus said to them, "I will also ask you one question. If you tell me the answer, then I will also tell you by what authority I do these things. Did the baptism of John come from heaven, or was it of human origin?" And they argued with one another. "If we say from heaven, he will say to us, 'Why then did you not believe him?' But if we say of human origin, we are afraid of the crowd. For all regard John is a prophet." So they answered Jesus, "We do not know." And he said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things. What do you think? A man had two sons. He went to the first one and said, 'Son, go work in the vineyard today.' He answered, 'I will not.' But later he changed his mind and went. The father went to the second one and said the same. And he answered, 'I go, sir.' But he did not go. Which of the two did the will of his father?" They said, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes are going into the kingdom of God ahead of you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and prostitutes believed him. And even after you saw it, you did not change your minds and believe."
now it's time for the children to come forward for Time for Young Disciples. Yay. Hi, Natalie.
Hey. Hi, Kate.
Hey. Got a few more coming here. How's everybody doing?
Great.
Good.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Okay, I got a question for you. Have you ever had a special dinner at your house? We had lots of people coming over to eat with you.
No.
Okay, what was it like?
Food.
Fun. How much food?
A lot.
Lots of food. How many people were there?
Many.
15.
Okay, and what else made it special? Like
family.
Maybe family. What was on the table?
Food.
Like special plates with the food, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Turkey.
That's really special. I love that. Okay. Well, we are having a special meal together here today, and we celebrate communion here about once a month at Westminster. And what's on the table at communion?
Bread and wine.
Or grape juice. Yes, that's what we have here. This is true. Yeah. Well, today is extra, extra special. It's World Communion Sunday, and that means we're celebrating communion along with other people around the world. Yes, Noble.
Is that the reason that you have that fancy bowl?
Why, yes, it is. So let's get up and take a look at the table. Now, one thing before we do, we're just going to look. We're not going to touch. Not yet. We'll touch later. Okay, so you saw that we had bread and fancy bowls here. Let's take a little tour around the table. What do we see?
I see a baked potato.
Almost a baked potato, but it's kind of bread, and we're just looking. What else?
I see grapes.
Grapes. And what do we see in the cups?
Wine.
Or juice, yes. And what about all these decorations? This is really pretty and different.
It's magic.
It is. And
it's from all over the world.
Right. It's decorations from all over the world. Okay. So now, that's all right. I can sit right beside you. So let's hold hands because we are celebrating friendship around the world and around this table today because we remember Jesus and his story and how much he loves us and how we have brothers and sisters all around the world. So I'm going to pray that you are brothers and sisters. So let's pray together. Loving God, thank you for your love. Thank you for bread and juice that remind us of Jesus and how much you love us. And thank you for our brothers and sisters around the world and help us to treat everyone as part of your family. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay.
Cuando va a la fosa.
World Communion Sunday may seem a little odd to many of us, for we just do things a little differently today. And I can already hear the conversation following worship in the parking lot. You know, worship went a little long today. Didn't Steve know the Cowboys have a noon kickoff? Well, I know it was a little long, but the service was well thought out, and it attempted to express the diversity of the Universal Church. And the sermon was wonderful. I mean, it was short. And it was great to see Jennifer take part in the communion liturgy. I always enjoy hearing the Lord's Prayer in different languages. And did you notice all the bread and all the color on the table and how it represented the church throughout the world? I think the best part of World Communion is singing all those hymns and responses that come from other countries. I noticed we sang hymns and responses from the UK and Ghana and Argentina and Spain and Korea and Sweden and Brazil and Jamaica and Switzerland and from the good old US of A. Now, the response from Sweden was a bit weird because we also sang it in Spanish. But, I mean, what does Sweden and Spain have in common? Well, I can at least hope that's going to be the parking lot conversation today, but that may not be what y'all say after church. But I hope that we do celebrate the diversity. Jesus told his disciples to go into all the world and preach the gospel. So today the church proclaims the wonder and glory of Jesus Christ in a vast array of cultures. Even within our own city, our Lord Jesus is worshiped in various ways. And we cannot say we do it right and they do it wrong. We're just simply different. But sometimes we are affected by our cultural likes and dislikes and by the way we were brought up. I mean, I was brought up true blue Presbyterian, and I like the way we usually do it, but that doesn't mean I'm right. It just means I'm different. Throughout the world, there are preachers today wearing polo shirts and shorts. There are preachers wearing cowboy hats and bibbed overalls. There are preachers wearing suits and some wearing dresses. There are preachers who wear a simple academic gown and preachers who dress in ornate robes. Throughout the world, there are drums beating, people dancing, congregations shouting, preachers proclaiming, organs blowing, bells ringing, churches clapping, tambourines shaking, processions marching, and voices singing in almost or in every language. Some voices are quiet, some are loud, some are somber, some are joyful, some are difficult to understand. But all praising God who makes himself known to us in Jesus Christ, as the final verse of the Psalms proclaims to us and commands. Psalm 150, verse 6, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The church during Paul's day was quite diverse. but not as diverse as we are today. The church has simply spread into many more cultures than it did during Paul's day. But like today, in Paul's day, there were poor Christians and rich Christians and middle-class Christians. There were royal Christians and peasant Christians and merchant Christians. There were Jewish Christians and there were Gentile Christians. There were Greek Christians. There were Roman Christians, African Christians, Asian Christians, Persian Christians. And so Paul writes in Philippians 2, 1 and 2, if you have any encouragement from being united in Christ, any comfort from his love, if any common sharing of the Spirit, any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and one in mind. Oh, Christians are richly different. But from Paul's reading, it sounds to me like that in the midst of our diversity, we have to understand that we are one church seeking to follow Christ. And it sounds impossible. How can such a diverse faith claim to be one? Well, Paul has a solution for us. And it's basic to our Christian morality and Christian understanding and Christian unity. We will not be able to proclaim the wonder of God's love for everyone unless we are willing to look past our interest, our cultural sensitivities, and seek unity above all else. Paul continues in verse 3 and 4, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interest of the others. In your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant. And being in human likeness and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him to the place that is above every place and given him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. It is basic to our faith. It is absolutely necessary for our Christian unity. It is vital if we are to be effective witnesses to the love of Christ to take the word mine out of our vocabulary. What is mine is mine. I don't care who needs it. It is mine. I know my rights and I will not give them up for anybody. Then we look to the heavens and we see the one who was in very nature God, Jesus Christ. The earth, all of its beauty and its resources are his, for he made it, along with the sun, the moon, and the stars. And for you and for me and for this diverse thing we call the church, Christ willingly gave up what was his. He didn't claim mine. He gave it up. He gave up his divine rights and became a human being. The omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent second person of the Trinity, Christ, fully God, has now put on human skin, and he must use doors, ride animals, eat and sleep. He rubs shoulders with creatures, people he created. And what do these people do? They say, get out of my way, Jew boy. Move it, buddy. Who do you think you are, Jesus? Somebody special? Well, you're not. Can you begin to get a glimpse of what one writer calls the violence of the incarnation? And becoming a person, Jesus came as a servant, and then he gave his life for the world on the cross. By nature, are afflicted with human DNA and survival instincts, we work to progress, get more, achieve security. Christ's example is to give up everything, a downward spiral from holding all the prerogatives of divinity and becoming a human, even to give his life. Now, what is my only hope? What is my only security? Jesus Christ. What is truly mine? Jesus Christ. And we are his. This past Wednesday, several of us had the privilege to hear Erin Taylor's presentation of her about her mission trip to Romania. When she and the rest of the group arrived, they went to an Orthodox church, and the priest prayed that God would bless their work. And I thought about how big the world is, how far away Romania is, how different the Romanian Orthodox Church and the Presbyterian Church are. I thought of all the people who do not know Jesus and about all those who suffer. And then I thought about the church. And I found it to be good news that the church is most diverse and the church is working throughout the world making Christ's love known. Even in our diversity, the church is at its best when we follow the example of Christ who gave up heavenly glory to serve others. May we put away our self-interest, our concern for ourselves, and take on and look at the interest of others in the name of Christ. And on this World Communion Sunday, we join this diverse and glorious universal church confessing with every tongue in every nation that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Will you please stand with me and let us say what we believe using the ancient creed, the Nicene Creed, found on page 34 in the front of the hymn book. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please be seated, and with the elders serving communion, please come forward.
To the table, all you who praise God, laid in a stable, God's gift of love. Jesus, our Savior, poured out his life's blood, our sins forgiven, God's gift of love. Come eat this bread now, my broken body. My vow, remember, I am your Lord. Drink of this wine, the cup of salvation, for you are mine, and I am your Lord.
In mercy, God, we give thanks for being brought together by the Holy Spirit. In your presence, we come to know the true depths of the Lord of Christ, and it is good. In your presence, our eyes are open and we see the best of your creation, and it is good. In your presence, the fullness of grace teaches us to love one another as you love us, and that is good. We
Let's pray. Loving and gracious God, we come before you as your people in our little corner of the world in East Texas. We pray for each other here in this place called Westminster Presbyterian Church. There are those among us who are suffering in body, mind, or spirit. We might be awaiting the doctor's diagnosis for a loved one or for ourselves. We might be wondering how to make ends meet when it's time to pay the bills. We see injustice taking place at school or work or in our community. We thank you, though, that we are not alone in these moments, God. We know that you are with us and walking beside us. Even outside of our community, we know that the wider world is a hurting and troubled place, too. There are wars and rumors of wars, natural disasters and devastation, unrest, hatred, and division. We pray for our sisters and brothers and churches around the world who are celebrating at your table along with us today. And we pray for all of the people of the world that your peace will heal our brokenness and that your kingdom may reign among us. May we be a part of that healing and your loving work in the world. We may have special concerns on our hearts and minds this morning, and we lift those to you now, Lord, with the church responding, "Lord, hear our prayers." Lord, hear our prayers. 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 Hear our prayers.
Boyette family.
Lord, hear our prayers. Lord, hear our prayers. And now hear the prayer our Lord Jesus taught, as it is said in the language of the nations.
Oči náš, suši na nebesách, dá svatajce imia Tvojo, dá prído carstvo Tvojo, dá bude voľa Tvoja na zemi, ka na nebi. Chlieb náš, Nasushni, Dainam, Nasitim, Prastinam, Dolgi Nashim, Katmui, Prashayam, Dosnikam, Nashim, Imir Vidi Nas, the Iskushinia, no, Izvaf Nas at Lukavovo, Ivo Twayo, yes, Zarstva, Isila, Islav, Voviki, Amen.
I'm going to go to the next slide.
Now to him who is able to keep you from falling, now to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. strange things. Just unbelievable. Did y'all go there recently?
That's 2-3 years ago.
Wow.
We had a really wonderful visit. 13 goats, 3 afflicted people. The name of the rest.
Is that right?
So we had pasta with white truffles.
I had pasta with truffles too. What was my favorite?